This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Israeli army has raided and detained staff of at least two of the last functioning hospitals in Gaza's north, where the defense minister said Tuesday troops were working to completely clear out U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said that Israeli forces were entering Hamas's tunnel network in northern Gaza as part of a final clearing of militants from the region. Densely built urban north, including Gaza City, has seen ferocious fighting between troops and militants, with Palestinian health officials reporting dozens of people killed in bombardment in recent days. Israeli troops have raided a series of hospitals and shelters in the north, detaining men in a search for militants and expelling others taking refuge there. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Tuesday several countries are involved in a security operation to protect shipping companies in the Red Sea from attacks by Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi militants. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
The missile and drone attacks began last month against international vessels sailing through the Red Sea in response to Israel's assault on the Gaza Strip. The Houthis doubled down after Austin's Tuesday announcement, saying they would not be deterred by the U.S.-led security initiative. Shipping companies continued to reroute on Tuesday despite Austin's comments. Austin's remarks leave many questions unanswered, including which other countries are willing to do what mostly U.S. warships have done, shoot down Houthi missiles and drones, and rush to the aid of commercial ships under attack. This week's assaults forced oil major BP to pause all Red Sea transits, a move that showed that the crisis was broadening to include energy shipments.
Chinese media say at least 131 people were killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in the country's northwest. State broadcaster CCTV.